FM 90.3 WJTL, Eric Nieder, Faithful Before That Passion. Remember, happy Thursday, Annie, and Fred with you, 702.
Hey, good morning, friends. We're excited that you're tuned in this morning. If you're looking for a new job, we have new open positions just posted on WJTL's job link. Click on the job link banner at WJTL.com to see opportunities from businesses and organizations that partner with WJTL.
Our very special guest today from CEF of Lancaster County, Kathleen Walter, the Director of Development. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
So great to welcome you back to the studio.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Ooh, big shout out to my Wednesday night Gems girls that I was with last night, and my Good News Club kiddos at Hempfield's Landisville Primary Center, our amazing CEF staff and board and volunteers, and Todd, Zach, Reese, Nadia, Corbin, and to you listening right now, whether you're driving in your car, just waking up, finishing your shift at work, I want you to remember that God made you on purpose for a purpose.
And hopefully they're not just driving in their car and just waking up. At the same time, yeah.
Although I've been there.
Yeah, you and me both. Tell us about CEF Lancaster.
Yeah, so CEF has three main purposes. And the first is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ, disciple children in the word of God, and establish them in a local Bible-believing church. Our main program is our after-school Good News Club. It's a Bible-based club held in the public school. We also have JYC from middle schoolers. And in the summer, we have Camp Good News, VBS, and 5-Day Club, as well as our Christian Youth in Action program.
Any great stories about how God is working through CEF Lancaster?
Yes. So this is a really cool story. Our upcoming banquet is titled 1,000 Generations. And this one kind of shows how God is impacting generations for Christ. We have a young girl, we'll call her Lily. That's not her real name. And she and her mom lived next door to her grandma. Well, this little girl had experienced a lot of heartache recently. Her father and her grandfather both died in a very short time. Mm. And then another family member had a miscarriage. So mom, not real interested in God. So grandma made sure that Lily got to a Good News Club and also took her to church. Mm. And the team leader of this Good News Club happened to be a pastor. And about a year before Lily came to the club, this pastor did an out-of-state funeral service for a friend's relative. Now stick with me because it's kind of confusing.
Yes.
But during this past school year, that friend sent the pastor some money to be used for a family going through a difficult time. So some of that money was able to be used to bless Lily's family, including a gift of much needed groceries. And they were so encouraged by the love and kindness that God showered on them. But it gets even better because the ripple effect has not stopped with Lily and her family. This same pastor's church was in a rural area and did not have children on Sunday mornings. So the summer of 2021 and this past summer, they partnered with us with CEF to do a VBS. And some of the children at that vacation Bible school they came to it because they had been at Good News Club with this pastor. And now the church has children coming on Sunday mornings.
Wow.
And it's still growing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just really great. Because now those kids that came to VBS are going to go to Good News Club and it just keeps cycling through.
Love it. If folks want to find out more about CEF Lancaster or they want to find out if there's a Good News Club in their school district, how can they do that?
Best way is to go to our website, which is ceflancaster.org.
And you mentioned a banquet. Tell us about that. You have a banquet coming up.
We sure do. It's on Thursday, October 6th at 6:30 at night at the Wyndham Resort on Lincoln Highway East. And our banquet, again, is titled 1,000 Generations. Our speaker is Joshua Cooley, and he will be speaking on reclaiming the joy of next generation ministry.
Can folks get tickets for that, too, at your website?
They absolutely can. They are free. But you do need to register, and they are free, so you can freely give to the ministry.
We'll talk more about the banquet coming up, ceflancaster.org, if you want to get more information about the banquet, or if you want to reserve your spot. We will talk more about it, though. Mercy Me, The Afters, and much more music on the way, too.